Good morning, everyone. Today is the 26th of July, Thursday morning, 2018. Time marches on. I want to read something I got from a supposed friend that I have on Facebook. And I want you just to think about this. Now, I had sent out, next Monday night, Edward Henry is going to be talking about NASA and all of its lies and the fake images it puts out. They've been busted. It's very obvious they're putting out misinformation. And lately, even Buzz Aldrin admitted in an interview with an 8-year-old child that we never went to the moon. Okay. But anyway, here's what this fella, I'm not going to mention his name, sent me, because I sent an announcement out that the topic for next Monday night's talk show is going to be about these lies put out by NASA and these fake pictures. And here's what he said. Please don't send me this stuff. I enjoy the emails talking about how great God is, but I do not have time for nor interest in this. Now, that email says an awful lot about the United States, about people in the United States, and about people around the world. And what they don't want to know. Have you ever heard the saying, I can't handle the truth? This is what this fella is saying. You know, I don't have the time nor the interest in this. In other words, people don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear about how great God is. But when it comes down to exposing the lies of false science, when it comes down to exposing, now it's so interesting because this same fella has no problem exposing Arminianism. He has no problem coming against false doctrine of the free will of man. But yet, notice here, he is actually, if you want to think about it, he's taking an Arminian position because he says, I don't have the time or interest in this. If you don't have the time or interest in the truth of what's going on by false science lies, isn't there something wrong with that? In other words, I'm going to stick my head so far down in the sand, I don't want to deal with this, you know. Don't tell me, because if I know the truth, then I have to do something about it. So anyway, that's what's on my mind this morning. There's many scriptures that say to the contrary. Scripture says, know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Okay? Are we supposed to conceal things or are we supposed to reveal things? Okay. You know, truth is not to be hid under a bushel. We used to sing the song, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Are you shining the light of truth by hiding it? Are you shining the light of truth by concealing it? Oh, you know, I don't think so. And that's probably why NASA could get by with this lies for years, because they told people what they wanted to hear. We went to the moon. And now, Buzz Aldrin in his later life admits that we never went to the moon. We never went there. Well, in John, the 9th chapter, Christ said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. See? Are we the light of the world in a dark place? Are we, you know, when Christ healed the blind man, he didn't put the clay over his eyes and leave it over his eyes. Okay. He took the clay off, you know, off of his eyes. You know, he opened his eyes. And then, of course, the Jews didn't want to believe that he had been blind. They didn't want to believe it. After Jesus had opened his eyes, they didn't want to believe it. His parents didn't even want to admit the fact. They said, we know this is our son. He was born blind, but ask him. He's of age. They didn't want to be kicked out of the church. I don't want to know about Nazareth. You know, don't even tell me about it, okay? I might end up getting ostracized by all my friends in my church. They feared the Jews. Okay? They feared the Jews. What did he say? He said, I have told you already, and you did not hear the Son. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? He told them, look, Christ is the one that opened my eyes. You know? I know that whereas I was blind, now I see. Well, you know, people say, what does that have to do with this? What does that have to do with NASA? What does that have to do with whether we went to the moon or not? What does that have to do whether we're a flat earth or whether we're a globe? What does that have to do whether we're spinning around 60,000 miles an hour or whether we're stationary and fixed? It has to do with everything. It has to do with the reliability of the Word of God. Like I said when I first stumbled on the 9th chapter of Romans, you know, is if it's not true, then just throw it in the trash. But the Word of God is true. And it will reveal the truth. So let us remember these things. And let's not try to hide the light of truth under a bushel, but let's reveal it. Not conceal it. God bless.